Hello and welcome to your GCSE Design and Technology Revision Podcast. Today we're diving into topic 1.2, the critical evaluation of new and emerging technologies and how that evaluation informs design decisions. This topic might sound abstract at first, but once you get it, you'll start seeing it everywhere. Every time a new gadget launches, every time an engineer designs something new, this process is happening. And in your exam, you need to show you understand it deeply. So what do we mean by new and emerging technologies? These are technologies that are either brand new or rapidly evolving and changing the way we live and work. Think about 3D printing, artificial intelligence, smart materials, electric vehicles, renewable energy systems, and wearable health monitors. These are all examples that designers and engineers need to critically evaluate before deciding whether and how to use them. The key phrase is critically evaluate. In design and technology, this doesn't just mean saying whether something is good or bad. It means systematically analysing a technology against a range of criteria. Let's go through them one by one. First, budget constraints. Cost is always a major factor. Is the technology affordable? What are the manufacturing costs? Will the final product be priced within reach of the target market? 3D printing was once incredibly expensive and only used in specialist industries. Now the cost has dropped dramatically, making it viable for small businesses and even schools. Examiners want you to discuss cost in relation to specific contexts, not just say it's expensive. Say why the cost matters for that particular scenario. Second, timescale. How long does it take to implement this technology? Is it ready for mass production right now or still in development? A designer working on disaster relief products needs technology that can be deployed quickly. A technology that takes 5 years to scale up is no use in an emergency. Timescale is directly linked to the context of use. Third, target user. Who is this product for? A medical device for elderly patients needs large buttons and clear displays. A technology perfect for a tech-savvy 20-year-old might be completely unsuitable for a 70-year-old with limited dexterity. Always connect technology evaluation directly to the needs of the end user. Fourth, materials and manufacturing capabilities. Can the technology actually be produced using available materials and existing manufacturing processes? A brilliant design concept that relies on materials not yet available at scale, or techniques only possible in a handful of specialist facilities, cannot be realistically implemented. Critical evaluation must ask, can we actually make this with what we have at the scale we need? Now let's look at the scenarios where this evaluation becomes really important. The specification mentions several contemporary and future contexts. Natural disasters. Drones can deliver medical supplies to flood-affected areas. 3D printing can produce replacement parts for damaged infrastructure on site. But critical evaluation asks, are these technologies reliable enough? Affordable for aid organisations? Operable by non-specialists in the field? Medical advances. Wearable health technology, AI-assisted diagnostics, advanced prosthetic limbs. These are transforming healthcare, but ethical questions arise immediately. Who has access? Are they affordable in lower-income countries? Who benefits? Travel and transport. Electric vehicles, autonomous cars, hyperloop systems promise to reduce carbon emissions. But we must ask, what is the environmental cost of manufacturing the batteries? What happens to those batteries at end of life? Is the charging infrastructure actually in place? Global warming. Technologies like carbon capture, renewable energy systems, and smart building systems are being developed to address the climate crisis. But what is the carbon footprint of manufacturing a wind turbine? How long does it take to offset that carbon through clean energy generation? Communication technology. Smartphones and social media have transformed human communication, but raise profound ethical questions about data privacy, digital addiction, and the environmental cost of running massive data centres. So in every one of these scenarios, critical evaluation is absolutely essential for responsible design and decision making.
Now let's move on to the ethical and environmental perspectives, because these are absolutely central to this topic, and examiners will expect you to address both in any extended answer. Ethics in design and technology is about doing the right thing, considering the human impact of the products and technologies we create. The first ethical consideration is the origin of manufacture. Where is a product made? Many consumer electronics are manufactured in countries where labor costs are low, but this raises serious questions. Are the workers being paid fairly? Are they working in safe conditions? As a designer, you have a responsibility to consider where your product is made and under what conditions. This links directly to fair trade, a movement that ensures producers, particularly in developing countries, receive a fair price for their goods and work in acceptable conditions. When evaluating a new technology, a designer should ask, does this supply chain support fair trade principles? Are the people at the beginning of the supply chain, the miners extracting raw materials, being treated fairly? Then there's the question of who benefits. A new medical technology might be groundbreaking, but if it's only affordable for wealthy patients in developed countries, is it truly serving humanity? Critical evaluation asks, who actually benefits from this technology? Is it accessible to those who need it most? Now let's look at environmental perspectives, and this is where life cycle analysis, or LCA, becomes absolutely crucial. Life cycle analysis is a method of evaluating the total environmental impact of a product across its entire life, from raw material extraction through manufacturing, distribution, use, and finally disposal or recycling. Examiners expect you to apply LCA thinking to any product or technology. Let's walk through the five stages. Stage 1, raw material extraction. What materials are needed? Are they renewable or finite? Mining for lithium, used in electric vehicle batteries, causes significant land disruption and uses large amounts of water. That's a real environmental cost. Stage 2, manufacturing. What energy is used to manufacture the product? A product made in a factory powered by renewable energy has a much lower carbon footprint than one made using coal-fired electricity. Stage 3, distribution and transport. How far does the product travel to reach the consumer? Air freight has a much higher carbon footprint than sea freight. Locally manufactured products have a lower transport impact. Stage 4, use phase. How much energy does the product consume during its useful life? An energy-efficient appliance has a lower environmental impact than an inefficient one, even if the manufacturing process was identical. Stage 5, end of life. Can the product be recycled? Is it designed for disassembly, meaning it can be easily taken apart so materials can be recovered? Products that end up in landfill represent a failure of sustainable design. Right, let's move on to exam tips and common mistakes, because this is where you can really boost your marks. Tip 1. Always substantiate your evaluations with reasoning. Don't just say a technology is good or bad, explain why. Use phrases like, this technology is beneficial because, however, a limitation is, this raises the ethical concern that. Tip 2, use command words correctly. If the question says evaluate, you must make a judgment. Weigh up positives and negatives and reach a conclusion. If it says explain, give reasons. If it says describe, say what something is or how it works. Tip 3. Always consider both ethical and environmental perspectives in extended answers. Many candidates only address one side. Tip 4. Use specific examples. Name specific technologies, products, and scenarios. This shows depth of knowledge. Tip 5. For LCA questions, cover all five stages. Candidates often miss raw material extraction and the use phase entirely. Quickfire recall quiz. Pause after each question and try to answer before I reveal it. Question 1. Name 4 criteria used to evaluate new and emerging technologies. Budget constraints, timescale, target user, and materials and manufacturing capabilities. Question 2. What does LCA stand for and what does it assess? Life cycle analysis. The total environmental impact of a product from raw material extraction to end of life. Question 3. Name 3 ethical considerations when evaluating a new technology. Origin of manufacture, workforce conditions, fair trade, who benefits, any 3. Question 4. What is the difference between describe and evaluate as command words? Describe means say what something is or how it works. Evaluate means make a judgment, weigh strengths and weaknesses and reach a conclusion. Brilliant work. Let's wrap up. Today we've covered the critical evaluation of new and emerging technologies.
We've looked at evaluation criteria, budget, timescale, target user, and manufacturing capabilities. We've explored contemporary scenarios from natural disasters to global warming. We've examined ethical perspectives, including fair trade and who benefits. And we've worked through life cycle analysis across all five stages. Remember, in your exam, evaluate with reasoning. Use specific examples, address both ethical and environmental perspectives, and use command words correctly. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing those extended answers, and I'll see you in the next episode. Good luck.